me, Lord. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know.
Good morning. Thank you for coming and being in our service today. We're glad that you're here on a beautiful day. I could almost see my breath this morning. Yeah. Perfect day. Perfect day. First of all, a very special thank you for the very generous birthday offering you shared with me. I appreciate it very, very much. I'm just thankful that I get to share 71 years with you. So thank you very much. Things going on this week that we need to make you aware of. First of all, tonight at 7 o'clock, our lesson 3 on telling your story. Tell the story about your life, your relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior, about being able to give your testimony to people and let them know what's different in your heart, what's different in your life. So tell your story. Tonight we're going to talk about staying on track. Don't chase rabbits when you're telling people about Jesus. Just tell them about Jesus. So we're going to talk about that. So come and join together with us at 7 o'clock. Again, put on your calendar a little bit of an adjustment. We are moving the men's prayer breakfast to the 18th. The 18th of May. May the 11th is Nettie Davenport Alumni Weekend. So we don't want a conflict with that annual event here in our community, so we are moving our men's breakfast to the 18th of May. That'll be a change, so put that on your calendar. Things coming up this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, our fellowship dinner, And then the theme for this coming Wednesday night will be Italian. Anything Italian food, Italian eat. So that'll be the theme for this coming Wednesday night at 6. And then kids meet after that. Ladies Bible study at noon on Thursday every week. So come and join with our ladies from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Thursday. Falls Creek, the 8th through the 13th of July. 8th through the 13th of July. If you're planning to go, you need to see John and Michelle. Get on the list. We have a limited number of spots available, so we encourage you to make sure that you've signed up with them and let them know that you're making plans to go to Falls Creek. Vacation Bible School, the 22nd through the 27th of July. Put that on your calendar also. What other announcements now? Other announcements that we all need to know about today. Any other announcements? Some special prayer requests. Of course, keep Frieda Bell's family in your prayers. Had her funeral service this Friday. Also, we've got some folks that are dealing with cancer issues and other health issues. Keep them in your prayers. Parker had surgery on a shoulder this week. Pray for his continued recovery. Megan White is having to go through some cancer treatment, some serious cancer treatment stuff. Randy Berry, keep these folks in your prayers. If they go through this, that God will be faithful to them. God will take care of them. And you call them by name. God likes to hear their name. So lift them up in prayer. Any other announcements? In our Sunday school this morning, there were 75 present. Our Sunday school offering was $141. Birthdays or anniversaries besides Maggie and Joshua this morning?
Let's stand this morning and sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Let's turn and welcome our friends and neighbors this morning. right, join with us this morning on This Is The Day.
This is the day.
Father, thank you today for just being in our presence. We thank you for the filling of your Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives today. May he have free charge in course of our service, that what we do will be at his instruction. Father, we pray that as we lift up Jesus Christ and glorify him and all that he is and has done for us, that he will draw to him those today who need to be saved. Bless these who are here with us. Thank you for their coming to be a part of our service. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay, as you're being seated this morning, we'll continue within the garden. And now we'll turn over to our offertory hymn this morning. If you'll stand with me, please, The Sweet By and By.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. Oh, the Father waits over the way to prepare us to dwell. Lord, as we take your offering this morning, Father, we ask that you use it for what you see fit, Lord, that it would bless someone's life, that it would help bring others to you, Lord. For it's in Christ's name we pray.
There's nothing You're
We had made a trip down to the Lowe's Building Center down at Shawnee recently, and as I was walking around looking through the store down there at all the things that they had offered and the things, I get these imaginations, dreams. Man, if I just had some of that and a little bit of that and a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that, I could really build something cool. Yeah, I get these thoughts in my mind, and then reality sets in. Brother Mike, your skills as a builder are limited. But that's beyond the point. It still is fun to dream, right? It still is fun to imagine. It still is fun to have a picture in your mind of something, a finished product that you yourself actually built. Well, today I want to encourage us, let's build something. Let's build something, okay? In the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, Jesus and his disciples kind of had a little aside time, and keep in mind, for the 3 years of his ministry, he was just absolutely swarmed with people. Absolutely swarmed with people. So these little private times of conversation and spending these moments with his disciples are important. And in this particular occasion, beginning with the 13th verse there of the 6th chapter, Jesus asked them a question. He said, "Who do men say that I am?" Who do men say that I am? Their response. Some say that you're John the Baptist, or that you're Elijah, or Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. You know, somebody who was doing what he was doing had made a name for himself. He'd made a name. His fame had spread throughout all the land of Judea. Okay, everywhere he went, people. So he was just interested as to what people had to say about him. Who do they say I am? But then he got more pointed, directly to the point. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter stepped up. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I want you to notice Jesus' reply, his response to this declaration of faith that Peter has expressed. This man, who was their friend, who they have been dwelling with, living with, eating with, living life with, constantly, continually around the clock for a period of time now. This man, in his opinion, was indeed the promised Messiah. No doubt in his mind. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Because flesh and blood, Jesus says, has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. This insight, this wisdom that you've just spoken did not come from out there in the world, out of a book, from a teacher. It came from God. And he said, thou art Peter, thou art the rock. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen to that statement. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Do you recognize and realize in that statement, Jesus has declared that the responsibility of the church is never to be defensive. It is always to be offensive. Hell is in a defensive posture inside the gate. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So let's build something. Now what if you're going to build? Here are some things. Here are some things that we must have if what we're going to build is going to last. It is always an amazing thing. As we travel around the country, I'm a historical buff. I like history. I like to go to old places and old things and just imagine how in the world something built hundreds of years ago, maybe thousands of years ago, could still be standing. And not only in some cases, not just standing, but still being used. Functional. I remember taking the kids one time when they were little. My three children, we went out into western Oklahoma, into a place out there where the settlers who had first come to Oklahoma, came out to build a new life for themselves. And the dirt out there where this particular place was amazing. It would grow about anything. The only problem was there weren't any trees. There wasn't lumber to build homes. So instead, they built them out of dirt, specifically sod. They would cut big chunks of sod out of the ground and stack them and build them and put them all together and finally shape them a house. And some of those are still out there. I found that amazing. Something made out of dirt could last that long. Then I realized in Oklahoma it probably hadn't rained but twice since then. But, you know, the point is they lasted. They endured. If we are going to build something that will last, three ingredients I want to share with you today. Number one, a solid foundation. I remember when we were in the process of building this particular building out here, we came out and did a lot of preparatory work, a lot of things in advance to make sure that everything was right. And a lot of dirt was moved. I mean, lots of dirt was moved from back up in that area to this area. Where our building sits right now, this was about 6 or 8 feet of fill dirt back here. So one of the problems with putting fill dirt and then a big building on top of that, you got to make sure that fill dirt doesn't move away from your building. We've been into those places where they did not take care of that, and they eventually have major problems. The floor cracks, the walls crack, the ceilings fall in, all kinds of issues. So a solid foundation had to be assured. And we had a guy come in with a great big auger kind of thing, a big old thing about this big around, and he dug holes back there way down deep. He got past the fill dirt, past the original dirt, all the way down to the rock. And he poured those full of concrete with reinforcement steel and all those kinds of... Now, why did they go to those extremes to do that? Because if your foundation is not solid, your building will not last. It will not last. Let's look at the foundation that we must have if we are going to build a solid, usable, functional, usable building for God. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse number 11. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is already laid. And what is that foundation? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, and verse number 6. Therefore saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, so that he that believeth doesn't have to worry, shall not make haste. Who is that foundation? Who is that stone? It is Jesus Christ. Now listen, there are a lot of people who, the old expression, have the cart before the horse. They are trying to order things in their spiritual life with religious substitution. They are putting good things, there's not anything wrong with them. They're beneficial, they're useful, they're good. But they're putting them before laying the foundation. I'm telling you, I know good people. You know good people in your life. I visited with a gentleman one time who was as good a person, honest, had great integrity, great character, great morals, great value, but he was lost. And I shared with him the importance that all of these things that he had dedicated himself to in his life were going to burn up. They were going to pass away because he had not taken care of the foundation. He didn't know Jesus as his Savior and Lord. And I said, until you put that first in your life, everything else that you built doesn't matter. Put a solid foundation down. And we have that foundation. The crazy, cool thing about the building that we can build. We don't have to worry about time. We don't have to worry about the elements. We don't have to worry about circumstance. We don't have to worry about any of the things that the rest of the world worries about because our foundation never changes. It never wears out. It never deteriorates. It never suffers from the ravages of time and circumstance. A sure, solid foundation. The second thing, there's got to be strong materials, building materials. 1 Peter, the second chapter, and verse number 5. You also, and I want you to see how he describes you, as lively stones. Lively stones. I remember a fellow by the name of George Pitts. George worked for Blakely Lumber a lot back during the time when I was doing some work for Bud. George was a mason. He took bricks and stone and made incredible stuff. And I watched him one time. Now, when I knew George, George already was an older man. He was probably at that time in his late 60s, maybe early 70s. And I was mixing mud and keeping his hod, which is the little thing that he puts his mortar mix on. I was making sure that kept full, okay? He liked to kill me. An old man. Because he was so skilled and so good at what he did. He would pick up a brick or a piece of rock. And if he needed a sliver of it that big, he went over and fired up this fancy saw with a diamond bit and cut that off, right? No. He would take his trowel and he would go, tink. I've tried that tink a time or two. Never worked for me. But it would be exactly the right shape and the right piece for what he was working on. And I thought about how skilled he was. And I asked him one time, I said, how does that happen? He said, you got to have good rocks. You got to have good bricks. He said, if you don't have quality material, it doesn't work. And I've seen him. He'd gone through the pile. He'd chunk a rock this way and a brick that way and whatever. And I thought, what in the world is he doing? And then he explained it. You got to have good stones, good rock, if you're going to be successful in building something that will last. You remember the story of the three little pigs? Three little pigs and the big bad wolf. Three little pigs living their life. First little pig, he builds his house out of straw. Big bad wolf comes along. He runs in his house, hiding in the straw house. And the wolf comes up. He says, come out, little pig. He said, I'm not coming out. I'll huff and puff and blow your house down. So he huffed and puffed, and sure enough, he blew his house down. So he went to the second little pig. You know the story. Man out of sticks. Same scene, same scenario, same result. He huffed and puffed and blew his house down. But he went to the third little pig who had built his house out of stone. And the other two little pigs, by the way, ended up in the house of stone. So here they all are gathered up. Well, the wolf, he comes again. And he, same story, same scenario, huffs and puffs, except now, because the house is made out of good material, he can't succeed. I'm going to tell you, you have a big bad wolf who pursues you relentlessly. an adversary as a roaring lion who goes about seeking whom he may devour. And folks, I'm going to tell you, if your house is not solid and secure, he will huff and puff and blow your house down. You understand that? Quit whining. Quit moaning. Every time circumstance swallows your, eats you up. Okay? You quit whining about that. The reason why circumstance is overwhelming you, why you're losing all these battles, you've not built a good house. And the sad part about it is, the crazy part about it is, you have the material. You have the material. So let's build this house that will stand up to the onslaught of the devil. Because he's coming. He's coming. I promise you. Every day, he's coming. Multiple times during the day. He's huffing and he's puffing. Build a house of lively stones. Good stone. Things that will hold together. You are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. The fifth verse there continues, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at that in the next thing. The good upkeep and maintenance that are necessary for your house to be of good value. Here are the things that are upkeep. That these spiritual sacrifices that Peter talks about, look in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, begin with verse 15. Now listen carefully to what he says here, because he's describing for you the upkeep and maintenance that will be necessary for your house to be secure. Okay, here's what he says. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever, always follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Here's a good to-do list, by the way, folks, for your spiritual discipline, for your house to be solid, for your house to be maintained, for it to be in good order. Here is a to-do list every day. Okay, start off with your conduct. Okay, the way you react, the way you respond to the people around you. See that you don't do good, or that you don't do evil to any man. Follow that which is good. Now he begins. Rejoice evermore. I'm going to step aside here for a second. When was the last time that you were so happy that you simply couldn't breathe? That you were so joyful? That you were so uplifted in spirit? That you couldn't even think of the right words to say? If somebody caught you in that moment, they'd think you're having a seizure. You're having a fit. Better call the guys with the white jacket stuff. This person's completely lost it. They've gone nuts. When was the last time you felt that way? The sad part about it? Some of you never have. Never. In your whole Christian experience, you've never had a moment like this. Rejoice evermore. We could take a lot of time just talking about why we should rejoice. But simply enough, God said to do it, so do it. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will. Now listen, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. These are not optional, folks. These are not suggestions. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Good grief! And yet you want to whine? You want to complain? You want to gripe about what God is not doing for you? Or what are you doing for Him? What does God owe you anyway? Nothing! What do you owe Him? Everything! Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful, faithful is he that calleth you. He will also do it. You get that picture? Spring cleaning. Any of you done that? Cleaning up the mess of wintertime. Right? My wife has a to-do list. She doesn't write it down, but she don't have to, by the way, okay? You want to stay married 53 years? Don't make your wife write things down. Okay? But there's things that she in her wisdom as the keeper of my household, thinks I ought to do. They better be a priority for me, right? Okay, all right. Okay, God has the same to-do list. He has the same to-do list. There are things that you and I need to spring clean about, right? That we need to do some maintenance on this building that we are. To make sure that we are, what did it say there? Preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You ever been driving down the street and you drive by one of those houses that the lawn is perfectly mowed? The flowers don't have weeds surrounding them. Now, everything is in order. You know, the windows shine instead of streak. You know, the paint is not chipped. It looks like it just was freshly done that morning. Everything is in order. The dog in the backyard is sitting down calmly and quietly, not running up and down the fence barking. Everything's in order. Right? And you go, wow. Wow. Wish my house could look like that. It catches your eye. It gets your attention, right? Right? What kind of attention does the house you and I are building for Jesus get today as people go by? Does it need some maintenance and upkeep? Here's the recipe. Here's the way you do it. Jude. The book of Jude, the 24th and 25th verses of the only chapter, says this. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. You hear what he says? He'll keep you from messing up. He'll keep your house in order and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Do you just realize what he says here? That the God of creation will help you to keep your house in order. He will help you to build that house that honors him, that stands as a light in a dark place, that catches people's attention as they go by and they say, whatever it is that you're doing, that's what I need to do. So let's build something. Let's build something. Here's how we do it. This is the way. It's real simple, but it is real challenging because it takes a daily, disciplined effort. Concentrated effort. Start with Jesus. Start with Jesus. Step in as his building material, a lively stone, useful, functional. Step in. Be that lively stone. Be that strong material and keep it in order. Maintenance and upkeep. As the band comes this morning, we prepare for a time of invitation. Jesus gives us a lesson about building. In the 7th chapter, the book of Matthew, chapter, verse number 24, he just spent the longest sermon that he preached, the Sermon on the Mount. Okay, just spent a long time sharing with people about the kingdom of God and how it's supposed to work, how it's supposed to fit together, about our responsibilities, duties, and how all this comes together. Now, he finishes this up with this thought. This is what he finishes it up with. Therefore, verse 24, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended. Circumstance come, okay? The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it stood. It fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. And to everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, he shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, circumstance, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Now, folks, whether you want to acknowledge it, to accept it, to be okay with it or not, we're all building something. We're all building something. What are you building? What are you building? As we stand together and sing.
Don't let the devil disrupt what you're doing. Thank you.